Just maybe you're listening to us right now on your brand new iPhone 6 or on your with a, your sharp new Android smartwatch. Perhaps you're in an Uber car drinking your Soylent lunch, or you tuned in as you cruised along in your flashy new Tesla. If you are, you're lucky. You're living the best of 2014's world of technology. It was a good year for gizmos and gadgets and for epic hacks and sky-high IPOs. Kara Swisher is the executive editor of the tech news site Recode. She joins us from San Francisco for a look back. Hi, Kara.
How you doing?
I'm okay. There was a lot, though, that happened this year
yes,
in technology.
This is a big year for tech.
What's at the top of your
list? There's a lot of news.
Yeah.
The Sony hack, I think, at the end of the year. I would say Uber or the Alibaba IPO, but I think the Sony hack kind of in the last month took up all the oxygen in the room in the tech space.
Okay, so we're hearing reports today that U.S. officials think that North Korea may have hired outside hackers to help in this major hack of Sony Pictures. What do we know about that?
Well, you know, we've been reporting on this from the very beginning. In fact, we were the first site to say it might be about the interview. They've been threatening this. And a lot of people were dubious then. We're standing by our reporting on that, though some people are calling into question exactly whether it was a disgruntled employee and other. It's not really clear. It's very hard to track these things. And so, you know, there's some combination of North Korea being involved in it. And how they did it is probably never going to be solved. The U.S. government has their theories. A lot of security experts have their theories. Regular people have their theories. But most people feel it's somewhere around this movie, this particular movie, and also the North Koreans' ire over it.
Okay. So the interview, as you mentioned, this is the film at the center of the controversy. It includes the depiction of the assassination of North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un. The film was originally pulled before Sony decided to release it anyway in theaters, certain theaters, and online. How's it doing?
Right. Very well. I mean, there's nothing like marketing, even though it's entirely devastating to Sony, which is the real victim here in terms of releasing all this like very confidential information. The movie itself is doing rather well because everybody wants to see what the fuss is about. It's not a very good movie. And so I think that's what's interesting is that this movie probably would have just died all by itself. But North Korea sort of shed the light on it so more people watched it. Now, it wasn't in big theaters and it didn't have that big, giant release. But, you know, movies are like potato chips these days. They're in and then they're out if they don't do well on the first weekends.
And how about the material that was released, as you mentioned, some of the emails, et cetera, that was released in this hack? Can Sony very easily recover from that?
It's questionable. I think there's quite a lot of embarrassing stuff. We didn't report on a lot of that because it is stolen information. But, you know, the idea of the hack that anybody, any company, people say things within companies that they assume, you know, is an internal debate. And when it becomes external, it gets warped in some ways. And it's not very clear. And people say things, especially around the celebrities that they're working with, who some of them are difficult, apparently. And so I think that any organization has its secrets and you don't want them laid bare for the whole world to see.
Well, they were laid bare in some other hacks of 2014 as well, weren't they?
Yes, many. I mean, this issue is I'm hiring a full-time cybersecurity reporter because this issue is really hard to get your arms around because it affects everybody is networked now. It's the full network. It's the matrix. And everybody doesn't realize quite how vulnerable all your information is. It's sort of like thinking about anybody could rob your house at any time, but this is much more critical.
Yeah, it feels as though this year we've passed the point where we can assume that our online lives are at all safe.
Well, you know, it's not just an extent to that. It extends to the Snowden that he was able to walk out of a very important national security job with all kinds of information the federal government didn't want out. And so it's, you know, anybody can be hacked anywhere. I keep saying this, and I think I'm trying to get this message through that nobody is safe. Your information is not safe, and it's very difficult to protect. And it's going to be one of the important issues going forward as we digitize everything, especially healthcare and financial records.
Okay, so the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, got some unusual time in the spotlight this year for net neutrality. Remind us briefly what that debate's all about.
It's the ability to access the internet and who's using the internet. It's a very complicated subject. And, you know, you can have various opinions on both sides on the issue. And many web companies, most particularly Netflix, which uses a lot of bandwidth, it feels like these networks should remain equal pay for equal access kind of thing. And so it's hard to go into in great detail, but it's a fight between those who are providing internet access and those who are using it.
And it's a fight that the president even weighed in on.
Right.
Here's President Obama speaking back in November.
There are no gatekeepers deciding which sites you get to access. There are no toll roads on the information superhighway. This set of principles, the idea of net neutrality, has unleashed the power of the internet and given innovators the chance to thrive. Abandoning these principles would threaten to end the internet as we know it.
So remind us where we are on this issue now.
Well, it's, you know, it's going to go on and on and on, this issue. But right now he has proposed these rules, and the FCC doesn't have to abide by them. It's an independent body. And so we'll see where it goes this year. I mean, it's one of these issues that's very wonky but critically important. And I think, you know, it's the idea of toll roads on the internet. Now, the internet has created some astonishing companies. I mean, look at Google, look at Netflix, look at Amazon, and created great economic benefits. And at the same time, someone has to pay for these things. And should it be something that everyone should have? Is this something like the universal phone system? Is it like the federal highway system? Imagine how we would economically develop if there were tolls on every federal highway. The federal highway system was critical to the economic development of our country. And the question is the internet the same thing?
Kara, can we talk gadgets?
Certainly.
It was a big year for gadgets. Here's
many.
Apple's,
I have one in my lap right now, my giant iPhone, which I love.
Excellent. You got a big lap then. It's a
big
iPhone.
I have a big lap.
here's Apple's, Apple CEO Tim Cook reviving an old phrase from Steve Jobs.
But we're not quite finished yet. We have one more thing.
All that cheering for the much-anticipated Apple Watch. Does the Apple Watch?
Which nobody has.
Nobody has. Nobody. It doesn't stick out for you so much.
The mythical Apple Watch. I'm very looking forward to seeing it.
I'm looking forward to seeing it because it was supposed to be released.
It hasn't been released. You can't have it. I mean, I've seen it. Like they had them there, but they're still, you know, they still haven't figured out some of the issues around the battery and other things. And so I think they're releasing it this quarter. I was thinking we have to check in on where that is, but
yeah.
It's supposed to be released soon.
And Android has actually several smartwatches. Lots of them.
There's several. We just reviewed one this week that looks like a watch. So, which is cool. I mean, I think the question is, these things are so wonky. Can they become fashion items? And that's what Apple is trying to do, create a fashion item and be a digitally useful device on your wrist. And that's a big question.
And do they tell time? All right. Thank you.
Yes, that too.
Thank you very much. Kara Swisher, executive editor of the tech news site Recode. She tweets at Kara Swisher. Nice to talk to you.
Thanks a lot.